There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
KVJ Cuts.
It's time to gain some knowledge. You learn more here than you would in college. We're the smartest radio station.
We are the leaders in education.
Is it truth? Is it lies? Kevin's the host. He's got beady eyes.
Fact or fiction?
Okay, we are smack dab into the Hanukkah season going on here. Runs, I think, through Monday, something like that.
Sounds about right.
Oh, man, that was the first test I had for suits, and I think he kind of failed it.
Yeah, what night are we on?
I think this is the fourth or fifth night. It started on either Sunday night or Monday night. I can't remember.
Oh, boy. That's not boding well.
This is so awesome because I'm known as the bad Italian on this show. It's just nice to see someone else fail.
Everybody, definitely the bad Jewish person.
The bad
on this
Jewish.
Show.
Yeah. The bad Jewish Italians, and the bad Italian.
Hell of a combo.
Good heavens. Okay, so we're going to Pent Up Virginia and Jay Bird taking on suits here in Hanukkah Fact or Fiction.
Okay.
See how this goes.
You better bring it.
First one, Virginia Jay Bird, tell me, is this fact or fiction? Hanukkah is about the Jewish people escaping slavery in Egypt. Fact or fiction?
Hanukkah.
It doesn't feel right. It feels like Kevin trickery.
I thought it was about like lamp oil.
I'm thinking lamp oil. I'm thinking more spiritual stuff.
But maybe they had to have the lamps lead them away from slavery.
Also, we're dumb.
True.
Okay, we're going to go, what, faction?
Faction?
Faction's not an answer I can accept.
This is us talking on the sidelines right here. I'm sorry. What do you want to go with?
Bad Jewish, bad Italian, bad radio.
Fact?
Fact.
Fact.
Gonna go fact. All right.
Come on.
Virginia. Yeah. We got to speed it up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No. We're just getting started, Kevin.
Okay.
Sorry. Right.
Yeah, no, that the Exodus is about the Passover. Hanukkah actually celebrates the rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem in the 2nd century B.C. It started at sundown.
Spiritualism. I knew it. You're talking lamp
oil. No.
Lamp oil.
Shut up.
Lamp oil, Sinicky.
Okay, suits. Let's see here.
You can't do any
That's
worse.
True. I feel better now that you guys have gone at least once.
You should.
Okay, what do you think? Fact or fiction? Hanukkah is the only Jewish holiday mentioned in the Torah. Jewish holy book.
It doesn't seem like it would be right, but... Oh, man, I have no idea. I'm going to just take a guess and say fiction.
Going to go fiction? You are correct.
All right, that was a good guess, but...
Uh-huh. You should not feel good about that, though.
I don't, but
the
I'll
Jews
take the
up one to nothing. Okay.
Yes. Come on, Bird.
Yeah, they never actually mention it because the event it commemorates took place after the Torah was written.
Oh.
Just so you know. All right, here we go. Round two. All right, Virginia and Jay Bird, Hanukkah Fact or Fiction. A real menorah only has room for 7 candles. Is that fact or fiction?
I'm trying to count it in my head. You got the 2, and then you got the 3, then the 2. Mm-hmm. I think that's fact, right?
2, 3,
no,
and the 2.
No, it's got to have 8, right? Don't you?
8 crazy nights.
Adam Sandler's our only hope to get this right.
That's the only thing you know about Hanukkah is from the Hanukkah song.
Okay, you're right. We'll go fiction then.
Yeah, it can't have 7, right? There's one in the middle that's higher than the others.
She's right. Okay. It feels real good, actually.
Okay, so you're going to say fiction?
Oh, with confidence.
Okay, you are wrong again.
Oh, my gosh. Why did I listen to a witch?
Yeah.
It's only got 7?
Well, the thing that you are referring to, the menorah, is actually called a Hanukkah. It has 9 candles. It's used during the 8 days of Hanukkah to celebrate the fact that a 7-candle menorah stayed burning for 8 days. When Jews only had enough oil to last one day. The 9th spot is for the candle that lights the other ones.
So you have a 7, 8, 9 and a 1 combination in there. That's why we were confused.
Could be.
Oh, my head's swimming.
Yeah.
So we did nine.
There's nine candles?
We're down by two.
The ones we had nine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Damn it.
All right, here we go. Back to Suits here. He's up one zip. Hanukkah fact or fiction. Jews are supposed to put their lighted candles in a window or outside their front door. Is that fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fact.
That is correct.
Oh.
Two for two.
So quick.
Okay, our boy.
Yeah.
We used to put a menorah in the window. I didn't know why we did that, but that was just to kind of shout.
Okay.
The idea is to let people passing your house see them. So you want to let people know.
It has significance.
Mm-hmm. You know that. I just thought my mom liked to put it there.
Let's see if Virginia and Jaybird can get one correct here. Hanukkah fact or fiction. The fact that the oil lasted 8 days is important because it was the only source of heat for Jews under siege in the temple. Is that fact or fiction?
That's a fact. That with confidence, that is a fact.
All right.
Yeah, because she doesn't know.
Damn it, Jaybird.
You're too long.
We didn't get one right.
Not so far, no. The oil kept the temple's eternal flame lit until the Jews could prepare more olive oil to keep it burning for longer. If it went out, the temple would have been desecrated.
Olive oil, Jay Bird.
I got brought down by olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
It all leads back to your bad Italian.
It really does.
Italians love olive oil.
Yeah. All right, that's three strikes. All right, next one for Suits here. He is wiping the floor with you.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, fact or fiction for Hanukkah. There was a heated Hanukkah debate in early Judaism about whether to start with one candle on the first day and work up or start with eight and then work down. Is that fact or fiction? Did that cause a Jew brawl?
I don't know if there was a Jew brawl over that. That sounds weird. I don't know. I'm going to say
Jew brawl.
Yeah. It doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right to me. I'm going to say fiction.
Going to say fiction.
Oh, he tricked
you. There was
you
a Jew brawl.
Yeah.
It's a cage match.
It was the House of Hillel versus the House of Shammai.
Oh,
and
wow.
They were in disagreement about that.
Wow.
Yeah. And they did kind of like a West Side Story. They came out snapping,
okay.
And, you know, and then bam, went down.
Suits, you knew about this?
I obviously didn't.
Obviously, he did not.
I'm curious who won, who had the one candle going up.
Yeah.
Okay, final round here. Fact or fiction, Hanukkah dreidels sold in Israel have a different character on one side than dreidels sold in the rest of the world. Is that fact or fiction, Virginia and Jay Bird? So you're going to get a different kind of dreidel in Israel than you will the rest of the world. Fact or fiction?
I mean, don't dreidels all have to be the same?
It feels like they have to be the same.
Come on.
But is every Bible the same?
Aren't they?
Kevin?
Same as in what?
I don't even know. I don't even understand my own question. We're going facts, Kevin, because we don't know what the heck's going on. We're going with our guts.
Is that your answer?
We're going facts.
Your answer?
They're all the same.
No, I don't know. I forgot the question.
Oh, boy. Dreidels sold in Israel are basically have a different character on one
different
side of them. Yeah, there's, yeah.
Are they different?
Yeah, the one sold in Israel different than the one sold in the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's fiction.
You're going to say it's fiction? Okay, you're consistently wrong on all of them. You didn't get one right.
Damn it.
That's really impressive because they're all 50-50.
We beat the odds.
Yeah, the odds of choosing everyone wrong is really amazing.
You want to do breakfast today, Mama?
Yeah.
Ooh, can we do potato pancakes?
Yes, we can.
Yes, they are different. The characters stand for different stuff and the different countries. And finally, Suits for you. Rabbis are not allowed to play dreidel because it's considered gambling. Is that fact or fiction?
I think that's a fact.
You're going to say that is a fact, and you are incorrect as well.
It is gambling, though. You should play it with cannon.
So it wasn't that impressive of a round.
I got at least 50-50. I'll take that. I'm happy.
Yeah, let's see here. Out of eight possible, you guys got two right.
Oh, my God.
Wow, we're bad at this.
This has been a really poor showing.
Yeah, pretty good. Amazing stuff. Yeah.
KVJ Cuts.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to the KVJ Show podcast, but make sure you check us out on our social platforms. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even now TikTok. Just go to each platform and look for the KVJ Show.